She's feisty, she's funny, and she tells it like it is. Get ready for Empower Readings with Corby Mitlide. What are your opportunities right now? What are the possibilities? Ask Corby and cross the bridge from fear to fearlessness and fly. Here's your host, Corby Mitlide.
Tonight we've got someone that I first met just this past August at Bill and Bob's wonderful Pennsylvania. Her name is Chris Alexandria. She is a transformational coach with Angelic Insight, but she ain't fluffy. You know me, I don't do fluff. But I walked past her booth. I was highly impressed with her artwork, her jewelry. She's got her own deck of oracle cards, and the woman exudes reality check the way I do. You know, no fluffy bunny stuff. Instead of reading you her bio, I'm going to read you her core values, and you can see why it was an immediate click and lock here. Number one, to have fun. Life can be daunting, overwhelming, and a bit confusing at times, but it's important to have fun. Throwing a bit of empowering chatter lessons mixed in just adds to it all. Number two, be honest. Goes right with my radical authenticity. If I don't know something, I say so. This is as much ego-free zone as humanly possible. I will search to find answers for you and recommend you go to others if I think you're a better fit or they know more than me. It's all about you, goddess. Three, do my best. I promise to do my absolute best each and every day to serve you as a customer, a client, and a friend. Four, deliver the wow factor. I want you to be so pleased with every encounter with Angel Chatter and me that you keep coming back and tell friends. It's not just a business, it's a life. See rule three. If you're not happy, let me know. We're all here to learn. Five, simplicity. This may sound counterproductive, but I love simple. I'll give you everything I've got, the best I know how, in easiest way for you is to assimilate. Six is love conquers and motivates all. If it's done with a loving heart, it simply is worth doing. If it's not, it isn't. Period. So what else do I need to tell you? Chris, I am thrilled to have you on the show.
Oh my gosh, Corby. Thank you so much for asking me. And I agree. You know, when I met you at Bill and Bob's at the Celebration of Life, I was like, I want to know her. There's something mm-hmm. about her. I want to know a little bit more about Corby. And we have.
We have. Your story is a little unusual. Okay, well, that's so silly. All of our stories are unusual. There's no normal way to be a psychic. But how did you get put on the road?
Oh, my God. Do you want the long or the short version?
Well, we have an hour, but we have to do reading.
All right, so I'll try to make a cliff note version. I've, like a lot of people, we have glimpses of insight of what we really are super good at when we're little. And I was no different. I would come out with things, but my friends would say something or my family would say something, and I would go, I know. And my friends got really irritated. They go, how do you know? I go, I don't know. I just do. I know. And apparently I still do that because my husband calls me on the carpet on that the other day. He goes, yeah, you still do that. I'm like, oh, sorry. But I met him, got married. First I went to school for court reporting, and you know, that and a dollar got me a cup of coffee, which means I never used it. Met him. We have two lovely, lovely children. I have a bonus son, which means he's my stepson. And it's just after the girls start getting older, I'm like, okay, there's got to be more. What am I supposed to be doing? And the gang, as I call the angels, just started chattering and really brought me back to my roots. And it's like, as I say, the rest is history.
Well, when you say it was history, where did history take you? Give me
where
a typical life for you now.
Oh, gosh, it's taken me all over the map. You know, so many of us get afraid of being empowered. We're not going to be nice because, you know, we've all seen stories about power-hungry people. And I beg to differ. So, even, you know, same with me. I didn't want to be powerful, but I realized there was a difference from being powerful and being empowered. And mm-hmm. when, you know, we've all met people like the quintessential used car salesman. You see them coming, you just want to go in the opposite direction. Well, I did the same thing. I sold Melaleuca, I sold Mary Kay, and people started running from me. I'm like, all right, this isn't it. So I started taking my power back.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, people up to maybe 3 years ago, they go, well, what do you do? Well, I noticed I would start, I would drop my head, my shoulders would round, and I'd start mumbling, you know, because my dad's a brilliant chemical engineer. My mom's a fantastic domestic goddess. And here I come. I chat with angels, you know, mm-hmm. a little bit out of the box. So it was something that was not normal in my house growing up. And I was a little unsure of it. And a lot of the people that I met that do this were a little too woo-woo for me. And like, and it was fluffy. And I don't do fluff.
No.
Don't get me wrong. I love girly. I love feminine, but I don't do fluff. I like giving people real tidbits that they can chew on and take with them when we depart. I give them tools, and that's where my blessings came in. I was able to hone different programs and exercises for clients and students and customers on things that will make them empowered and have them embrace what they do best, no matter what it is. And mm-hmm. at the very core, when you start to really embrace what you love, because we're all good at many things. Like, I'm really good at gardening and I'm really good at needlepoint, but I don't want to do it the rest of my life. I love what I do. And we all have at least one of those things. And when we really are loving what we do, life becomes magical.
That's when we get up in the morning instead of have to get up in the morning. And, I have to laugh. You were running down the list of what you do. I used to be the legal assistant for the top First Amendment lawyer in New York City.
I was
voting diamond ring crowds and Mary Kay in the 80s. It's scary. It's scary.
It's all stepping out of the box. And then I look back now on those home, businesses, and I became a Pilates instructor, all got me comfortable to speak in front of people
mm-hmm.
and be able to articulate and look at them and stand tall. So I value it, but I'm not going to go around selling Melaleuca or Mary Kay or anything else anymore, I promise you. What's that?
You're going to sell you?
I'm going to sell me. I'm going to sell angel chatter. And it's not even selling me. It's more of, what can I do for you? How can I get you from where you are right now to where you want to be?
Now,
makes me all excited.
Okay. Let me ask you about the angels, because everybody knows Doreen Virtue is an angel, and Doreen Virtue is the queen of fluffy. Not fluffy as in useless, but so incredibly yin. Yang is not even allowed in the same building.
Right.
You and I are both what I call sweet and salty.
I like that. We are sweet and salty.
Run with it. So tell me how you work with your angels to avoid the fluffitude.
Well, it's funny, and I'm not going to go into a Doreen bashing, but the gang, again, has purposely kept me from her. I've never trained with her. I read a couple of her books early on, because there are so many of hers out there.
Now, who's the gang?
Pardon?
Who's the gang?
It's the gang of angels that chat with me. Now, if you want specifics, I work with a core of 14. So if mm-hmm. someone really wants to, well, who's talking to you now, I'll ask. But it's usually just this blend. I call them the gang. And it just mm-hmm. makes it real easy for me. But I remember about 6-7 years ago having this very conversation with my eldest daughter. And it's like, there's more. What Doreen has given to us so far, there is good information, but there's more. There needs to be more real, more meat. And that's when I started really digging deeper. And it was about that time, a little bit after that, but not too far after, the rough draft of the Oracle cards and guidebook got written within a 2-week period. But then it was the longest gestation known to mankind, because they sat for about 4 years before I found the right way to illustrate them and have them delivered to the consumer.
Okay. That's good, because I've got my deck and my book that's been sitting for 2 years, and everybody says, oh, please get it out there. But it's like, where am I going to find the time? I'm on the road 40 weekends a year, and oh, yeah, I'm married and adore my husband. Hello.
Exactly.
So I just figured that it ain't ready to be birthed yet.
And that's exactly right. And that's where I had to come to terms with, because we tried a couple of different ways. Again, I like simple. So my deck, for example, is not overly illustrated, because tarot cards make my hair hurt. It's not that I respect them. I respect highly those that use them as their tool of helping their clients. But they make my hair hurt. They're not for me. And a lot of oracle cards were starting to kind of be tarot card wannabes. Clients were going, well, what's that butterfly mean? What does that angel mean coming out of the window? What does that crocodile mean? I'm like, are you not paying attention to what the card actually says? And they're going, oh, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. So I always knew that our deck was going to be very clean of being heavily illustrated. So we tried one way, and I was like, yeah, no, that's not it either. So then it sat, and then we moved. Then they sat some more, and then I tried it again. And then I was talking with a very good friend of mine and ran into her the following day. And she goes, I have it. I said, okay. She goes, symbols. And I went, oh, you're right. So she and I got together that evening. There were no drugs or alcohol involved. I like to remind people of that. But in an hour and a half, we came up with the 14 symbols for the 14 archangels that are in the deck. Mm-hmm. And the symbols are pretty darn cool. You know, like I said earlier, I'm a girl. I like girly things, round, soft. And these symbols are very angular. So I know that they came through me, pen to hand, but I didn't make them up, because I would have been all about, you know, something round and pretty.
Hello?
You there?
Yes, I am. I wonder who did that.
I don't know. That was very interesting.
It was. Ask if one of your guys who wants to, you know, speak.
It was like, okay, who has the horn? That's Gabriel. Wow. That has never happened to me before. But okay. I'm getting some major chills on that one. That was very interesting.
Okay.
I'm glad you heard it. I'm glad you heard it as well, so it wasn't just on my end.
No. My people say it was on my end.
Okay.
That's okay. What it means is somebody is coming in on the mic, and if they would like to throw in their two or three angelic scents, we will be more than happy to listen.
Absolutely.
So the fact that you say that it's Gabriel means you work with the big wings too, yes?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. So the question is, and I'll cover so you don't have dead air, check upstairs and ask Gabriel if you would be so kind, since he basically blatted on the doorbell. What is it that he thinks our people need to hear? See, this right here, everyone out there, we're being very careful not to give dead air. Dead air is the poison pill of radio shows. And it's one of the problems when I've got a channel here.
Yeah,
you can't just, I mean, we're not playing the Jeopardy music, but she has to
exactly
sit.
Do 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 do. So this is what I'm getting as I was hearing you talk, but listening to what Gabriel was saying, and it may sound coy or flippant, but you know, my gang tend to be a little on the sarcastic side, sweet and salty. Toot your own horn. And this goes for everyone who's listening here. You who's listening right now have a unique blessing. And it's meant to be seen, heard, and utilized for everyone around you. You may win a Nobel Peace Prize. You may not. There are no illusions of grandeur. But what you need to know is that you are worthy of having everything that you desire. Corby has a great guy. I have a great guy. They're not the same guy, but we have our version of great. One of my personal favorite sayings is, remember, Baskin and Robbins has 31 flavors of ice cream for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. We all want ice cream, but wouldn't it be rather boring if we all were only offered one flavor?
I can so.
You there, Corby?
Ben and Mary, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there you go. Well, Ben and Jerry's, their flavors come and go so fast, I can't keep track. But Baskin and Robbins, like, that's the classic, 31 flavors. Everybody can have their version of love, their version of success, their version of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your version.
People think very often say it has to be our way. That's not the point.
Exactly.
It never is.
It's not the point.
The way I would put it is, we don't want to live your life. I adore my clients. They know it. But at the same time, to think that you are going to slavishly listen to what I tell you that I'm getting and say, oh, well, Corby said I had to be an electrical engineer, but I hate... No. Somebody
exactly.
came to me and said, I am supposed to do Chinese astrology, I've been told. And she was looking at me like someone told her she had to eat turnips and pickles the rest of her life. And she said, I had to do this because I used to be a Chinese astrologer. I said, do you want to? She said, no. I said, then why are you buying this? But
right.
we found her. She was a potter. And she loved working with the clay and working on the wheel. And so what we came up with for her was a business called Chakra Pots.
Oh,
where
wow.
these pots have to do with the seven chakras and how she was going to make them and how she was going to do it. So she was going to do her metaphysical duty, but through her current tools, not the old ones. I mean, two lives ago, I was a World War I pilot and a Blue Max winner and a damn fine one. I have vertigo this time, so I can't be a pilot, because you're not necessarily supposed to repeat everything.
No, absolutely not. We will incorporate those if it was a good life or if it plays into what we're doing here now. It can show itself and lend itself to be part of our existence. Like I was a gifted astrologer in one lifetime. I couldn't tell you any more about astrology other than I'm an Aries. And after that, I have no idea what sun was rising, moon was over here. I have no, and I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. And it's okay to go, all right, well, I might have been that. Or even those that don't know what they were in past lives, don't listen verbatim as gospel what anybody tells you. You have your own power. You make your choice. We, Corby and I, can see blessings within you. We get insight. But we're also human. Do what you love doing best.
It's also one of the reasons why I won't answer yes or no questions, as my people know. I'll show you what your options are. And
exactly.
Speaking of those, 248-809-3475, we are going to be taking questions tonight. I can always do my usual. And what kind of questions do you like callers to throw in your direction?
Pretty much anything, you know, because on the radio shows that I've done, that the callers come in, it's been the whole gamut. So don't do mediumship. We did say that earlier when we were off the air. It's not one of my fortes, guys. So I prefer not to go in that direction. But
mm-hmm.
You know, whatever question you have between Corby and I'm sure one of us can come up with something brilliant for you.
Bless you, darling. From your mouth to God's ears, as they say.
Absolutely, darling.
I love it when I have another intuitive on that reads very differently than I do, because if you go to the same reader over and over and over again, we have certain ways of viewing things. We have certain ways of reading, of explaining things. Certain catchphrases we use.
Exactly.
When you go to somebody else, trust me, we are not going to say, oh, you should only go with me. It was a perfect example. There was someone at a show I was at in Canada, And it was a husband-wife team, and the husband was fronting. And somebody came up to them and said, well, we weren't really pleased with the last reading we got, and they pointed at this other person. And the husband said, well, of course not. Everybody here is a charlatan except my wife.
Oh, no.
That is so not what you do.
No, that's not good juju.
No, all of us have certain gifts. All of us will take a look at things from a different perspective. So for God's sake, guys, and I know that a couple of my regulars, Sue and Adele, are listening, call. We would love to look at your situations with two different perspectives.
Yeah. Now, you know, you think about it, because how many hairdressers are there in the world? How many accountants, attorneys? You know, we all respond differently.
Mm-hmm. And no one intuitive can read all 7 billion people in the world. So there's
exactly. It'd be awfully exhausting. It'd be so tiring. No matter how much you love it, it would still be so tiring.
Yes.
And it would not be as fun anymore.
Mm-mm. So after we're close to break. So I'll give you the number again, 248-809-3475. We are with the marvelous Chris Alexandria of Angel Chatter. And we're going to be talking after the break, taking your reading questions, but also talking about her jewelry, talking about her coaching, and talking about how her life. We are not here to do major surgery. We're here to maybe do more like interior design. Take a look at what your interior is and see, well, if you move that belief system over here, and how about we put more focus on this life choice over there, boom! You've got the answers you need. We didn't make any miracles. You didn't have to buy any blessed candles or mojo bags, and you are right there. Anything that I missed on the description, Chris?
Oh, I know. I think you just did it brilliantly. I'm just laughing. I just love how you said it. It's great.
Words are magic.
Words are magic.
So, by the way, where are you from originally? I never asked you.
I'm born in New Jersey, but pretty much lived all my growing up years in lower Delaware of the Eastern Shore. Not too far inland, about 30 miles inland off the coast in Delaware.
All right. I have to ask you, where in Jersey? What exit?
Where in Jersey? I was born in Belleville, grew up first couple of years in Bloomfield, still have relatives in Bloomfield, and my grandmother just moved out of Pompton Plains just a year ago.
Okay, so you're more central, slightly northern Jersey.
Correct.
Oh, fine. If you had been in South Jersey with me near Cherry Hill, I would have plotched on the radio. That would have been way too much in the way of connection here.
Yeah, so. It would have been pretty funny. No, more central, more northern.
Okay. Yeah, because you do not have a Jersey accent. You don't have a Delaware accent.
Sorry. No, my dad grew up in New York City, very, very heavy Bronx accent. Mm-hmm. So he was determined that his three children would not have an Eastern Shore twang. And as we all do, I wanted to fit in for a while. So I started picking it up, which meant I spoke fast. I had this weird little thing going on with my accent, and he would look at me and I don't understand a word you're saying. So mm-hmm. There was probably a 2-year span where I didn't talk much at all.
Well, we're going to want you to talk tons and tons and tons and tons with us.
Oh, good. I'm making up for lost time, trust me.
There you go. You've been listening to Corby Midline. We are halfway through Empower Readings. Our guest is Chris Alexandria of Angel Chatter. We are going to be coming back, and we want you to call with readings. Remember, readings are why we do the show. This is not just because we like to mouth off in front of a microphone. It's fun, but it's not the purpose. So you got questions on relationships, you got coaching questions, how to move forward in your career, any of this, we would absolutely love to help you with it. So 248-809-3475, that's 248-809-3475. On the other side of the commercials, we will be back with you.
ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the lost cat magnet. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. Ah, that's a good one. Get up and dance, baby. If you're driving, pull over to the shoulder. If you're at work, yeah, time to violate the employee handbook. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound, that's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, visit fightarthritispain.org, baby. This message is brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Empower Readings with Corby Mitlide. Your calls are next at 248-809-3475. 248-809-3475. Empower Readings on Empower Radio. EmpowerRadio.com.
Welcome back. We are chatting with the mistress of angel chatter, Chris Alexandria. Chris, while we're waiting for the calls to come in, take us through a coaching session. If someone comes to you and says, I can't get off my duff, I have these ideas, but I can't seem to move them forward, maybe I have a fear of failure, how do you get them off the dime, if you will?
Well, first, very first time clients, they'll get the heart illumination form. It's a multi-question form that I designed. Some using the symbols that are in the card deck, crystals, flat-out regular questions, and it gives me some additional insight of what's really going on. Because the symbols, people are learning about them. People know crystals, or they'll know a rock looks pretty, but I had a client this past week, and the symbol and the crystal she chose as her number one choice was all about self-love. She had no idea, but both of those screamed, I don't feel worthy. And yet all over her form, she said, I don't feel worthy about having that kind of life. So she literally wrote it, but I mean, it really came out. Her heart, which is the birthplace of her soul, confirmed it by picking some very abstract things. So, depending on what's going on in your world will start addressing it. Like I have one of my clients, very, very high profile executive, beautiful woman, physically drop dead gorgeous woman, and has had two divorces and is very afraid of getting romantically involved again. And it's rather sad because she has so much to offer, but she's afraid of being vulnerable. But it's not the vulnerability, she'll say, is one thing because, you know, I'm this high-profile executive. I'm supposed to be always in control. That's balderdash. We all can't. So it's working with her to soften that facade she's put out there, that it's okay, you're a fantastic executive. Now let's wrap that up so you feel that sense of worth within your private life as well. Does that make sense? So it really depends. It's a one-on-one thing. Depends on what's going on in the entire world of you.
When people finally get that and you can articulate for them mm-hmm. what they haven't found the words for, do you see the light go on?
Oh, it's lovely. And it's, you know, when I see clients, my husband will go, how did it go? You know, there is client confidentiality, so we don't talk specifics. But I was on a streak for a while. I said, oh, yeah, I made another one cry. And he went, what? He said, you're not mean. I said, no. And I, you're right. I don't like them having to cry, but I know when they do, it's something that they can't control and they've heard a truth. They've allowed me to really enter their soul and really help pinpoint different aspects of their life. And we all do these involuntary things when our soul hears a truth. Sometimes we'll take a really deep, like we've been holding our breath without even realizing it. It's like, wow, someone saw me. They really get it. They know what's going on. That's one thing. Tears are another. Confirmation chills are another. Mm-hmm. We all have different little clues of a truth being spoken. So, yeah, in answer to your question, it's exciting. Not for me, but it's exciting for them. But like, okay, great. Now that they've acknowledged that, we can move forward.
Yes. All right, I've got what I call an in-quick from one of our regular listeners, Sue of Ithaca. And her question is, which angels watch over me, and are they the ones who turn the streetlights on and off when I go by? And she has paren, and I know I have the sarcastic angels.
Welcome to the club, darling. So, Sue, we all have a guardian angel that has been with us since the beginning of time. They know every single life we've been in. They know the warts. They know the pimples. They know our highs. They know our lows. And they love us all the more for it. And depending what we are doing or what we're focusing on, project or life, we have certain other angels that will become like a guardian angel because they're with us so much, but they're there to help us with specific. So is it the guy turning the lights on and off? Yeah, that's one of like your little private jokes he's saying with him. I see that particular angel as a him. It's funny. I keep, I'm seeing Metatron. He's like really rattling in my head right now. So see if that resonates. Metatron, he's an incredible angel. There are seven different levels of him. One that was the burning bush that Moses saw, you know, very non-personable and very monotone, kind of like that teacher in Ferris Bueller, you know, very like drone-ish-like, down to an ascended master. He was also Shah Jahan, who built the Taj Mahal. So very personable, very much will yank your chain. So that's the one I'm getting that's with you right now. He's a great, great guide, works a lot with the indigos, spiritual souls, children, also works a lot with writing.
Okay.
If you have any writing endeavors.
Well, I know that Sue is a teacher.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, and very, very good with the younger generation, unlike me. You know, they're all foreigners to me. That would make a huge amount of sense.
Oh, lovely. Thank you for that confirmation.
You are welcome. So let's talk about that. How do angels determine who needs them?
Oh, you know what? That is our problem, not their problem. Because Metatron can be with Sue and Ithaca right the second with you. Where are you actually right now, Corby? You're upstate New York as well.
Right. Schoharie.
All right. So two different cities. I'm down outside Baltimore. He can be with us and is with us this exact nanosecond. That is something with us as humans that we have a harder time really comprehending. Mm-hmm. So we'll say, oh, you know, someone will need Michael more than I do right now. So they don't call. And this is one of the beauties of angels. They don't interfere with our lives unless mm-hmm. it's a life or death. So they're up there filing their nails, eating bonbons, playing the harp, doing the cha-cha and the polka, waiting for us to ask. So it's not like they have to decide who they're going to work with. It's up to us to ask.
Now, one of the things that I've understood about angels is, no, they can't just come in and interrupt. They stand outside the door infinitely patiently.
Absolutely.
But until we invite them in, no go.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And it's just because we have free will. We can actively choose to go take an aspirin if we have a headache, or we can actively choose to use lavender essential oil if we have a headache, or we can actively choose just to whine and mope about it and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We have choices. And that's one of the things that the angels really adore about us, is because we do have that choice. And they, and like you just said as well, they do not interfere with our life unless it's a life or death thing.
I very often tell people they really don't want to tell us whether to buy the red car or the blue car. Not their place.
Yeah, really, is it that important? But if you're really that much of in a quandary, red versus blue, here, this is a little thing you can do whenever you're really, really playing with things. It's just put your hands over your heart, breathe in and out 10 times, and it just kind of tells that mind, which is the birthplace of ego, go sit in the corner, have a lollipop. I'm reconnecting to my soul right now. Mm-hmm. So red and blue car scenarios, probably not so much, but anytime you have a dilemma going on in your world, that could help.
Mm-hmm. Now, how are the angels working with Indigo kids and Crystal kids right now? Because they're coming in thick and fast.
Oh, they're coming in so thick and thin. Well, Metatron and Michael are the key players with them. Raziel does a little bit because it's that third eye. They're very, very intuitive. Michael is the patron saint of the police force in this country. So that kind of sums up what he does. He is the protector. He oversees mm-hmm. our solar plexus, which is our place of power. He's helping these children, adults, because there's many indigos, crystals, who are adults, to be empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael has a partner in crime, I call her, also oversees the solar plexus, but it's her name is Jophiel, and I see Jophiel as a her.
Mm-hmm.
She gets you into your power through joy. So they address, because these indigos, the crystals, the rainbows, they do have a higher sensitivity of everything around them, the energy. Their BS monitor is super, super high. Foods mm-hmm. affect them. Colors affect them. If you think about, you know, we're close to the same age, how many more private schools have become available since we were mm-hmm. growing up?
Yes.
And that's one of the blessings that the Indigos brought, because that was the first ones that came in. They said, you know what? Not everyone learns the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the huge, huge gifts that the Indigos have given, that is not necessarily always given a nod to them, But that's one of their things. You know, they're system busters. They break things up, and that's what the angels work with them.
Mm-hmm.
These people undergo 17 spiritual woundings. So, like, as a human, we can all get angry. But these spiritual souls get angry at God or the universe or Yahweh, whoever you want to call them, for allowing that, quote unquote, to happen. And it's sad, but it's very, very fascinating when you see how it does hit people at different levels.
Yeah,
and that's what the gang does. They're here to support them.
Because at the same time, even if a situation looks really awful, isn't it the case that it's part of our pre-birth planning? It's a goal and a challenge we set for ourselves, and we need to walk through it?
Well, yeah. No, we all have things that we decided we wanted to learn or overcome, or finally, let me just check that off my list. Finally, I got the lesson. But then we also set goals for ourselves of things we wanted to do in this life. And one of mine, obviously, is making spirituality, making chatting with the angels a real thing. It's not fluffy. It's not going and sitting in the corner with the incense blowing and going om all day long. I'm not dishonoring going and meditating in that fashion, but you don't have to in order to connect with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Now, since I know we have a lot of people that own cats, dogs, I mean, I talk about my two Maine Coons all the time and the little dogs in cat suits. How do angels work with animals?
So many ways. There's Archangel Suriel that oversees the entire animal kingdom. And then I don't want to say angels under him, but angels that would report to him, angels that would have their canines or specialties, or their felines or specialties, or reptiles, or horses, or birds. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. And honestly, I don't know all of their names. I know Suriel, and that's the one I go to whenever I see an animal hit by the side of the road, or because where we currently live is out in the woods, and there are deer aplenty. And we're heading into rutting season, which means that they're all in heat and they just can't think straight. And they'll just go charging across the road without even looking. So whenever I see them, talking to Thuriel and Michael to protect them. But a lot of the angels, like Canuel, who's all about self-love, her animal connection, her animal symbol is a deer. Yeah. So it all kind of overlaps, Corby. You know, it's that particular angel can help that animal kingdom, but then that animal is also a symbol for that particular, for a very, very different angel. So it all kind of wraps up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can the animals themselves allow angelic energy to piggyback? You know, the way an angel may appear to you as a stranger in a restaurant, and then, you know, you turn around and the stranger is gone.
Right.
So.
Oh, do animals show up? Will angels show up via an animal? Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a client years ago. So it's been a long time. So forgive me if I'm going to try to remember the story as accurately as I can. She was walking through, she was coming home from work. It was dark out, so it was winter time, you know, when it gets darker earlier. And she decided to cut through the park because it was quicker, and it was because it was cold, even though it was the park and it was not known for being, you know, the safest place in the world. And she saw some people, you know, but a distance away, and was making her uneasy. Well, then this dog just showed up and just stood by her, you know, basically healed and just stayed with her the entire way through the park. She crossed the street after exiting the park, and the dog was gone. So absolutely, angels will show up to us as we best are able to receive them at that moment.
That is a gorgeous, gorgeous story.
Oh, thanks.
I've often wondered, there's one particular cat at either a hospital or a nursing home, and it is known to, when a person is going to die, go into that person's room and stay.
I have heard a story like that. It may be the same cat, but I have heard something like that. the cat knows. So that cat, I would say, is working with Gabriel. Gabriel oversees our sacral, the place of birth. What's mm-hmm. the opposite? The polar opposite of birth is death. Mm-hmm. So Gabriel can help you cross over, skip over, as I prefer to call it, because it's time to go and have fun. But yeah, but so the cat is working very closely with the angelic realm. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing.
The scientists want to say, oh, well, the scent of the person changes on the day they're going to die and blah, 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 blah.
Well, and they're not wrong.
But anything to debunk the idea that there is something celestial.
Well, exactly. And that's the disservice that some scientists are doing. While on the other hand, there are some scientists that are now proving through scientific formulas that mm-hmm. there is a blue string theory, that we are connected, that we are one, which is pretty, pretty brilliant.
Yes.
So it goes, you know, the melding of science and woo-woo mm-hmm. is getting a little bit closer. They're starting. So if you have your fingers spread and the fingers are pointing, they're kind of starting to interlock and pull back. It's becoming like taffy. Before, they were just so polar opposites. They were almost charging away from each other. There was just no way they could go outside together and play in the same sandbox. But mm-hmm. now they're starting to come together. I think we have a ways to go still, but it's a huge progress from when I was younger.
Now that leads me into kind of the last section I want to work with tonight, because we only have about 10 minutes or so.
Oh my gosh.
Right now, I know, it goes very fast when we have fun chatting here. We're coming up on a very fraught time, and it's not because it's 2012 and the Mayans ran out of rock.
Yeah.
It's because it's 2012 and we have an election that has people massively polarized, and there's a lot of rage and a lot of fear and a lot of, if you're a Republican, you need to be burned, and if you're a Democrat, you ought to be tarred and feathered. Right. No one is listening to each other. No. So I would love to know what the angels have to say on facing what could be a really chaotic time here in America. And I say here in America because there are an awful lot of places in the world where it isn't this crazy right now.
Right.
I visit Canada a lot, and Canada is much calmer than we are. People are not afraid of each other. People are not asked to, you know, spy on their neighbors. European countries look at us and say, what happened to you? What's in the water? So right now, for some reason, the United States is going through a real trial by fire, a real chance to make massive change or not.
Right. They're very much running in fear right now. I think it was perpetuated, unfortunately, September 11th. It really, excuse the phrase, but put the fear of God in everybody. And people are so afraid, it's hard to make a decision. It becomes very paralyzing, and it trickles down to your personal life, or you can say trickles up to the very big political stage. Is it the chicken or the egg? That I can't answer. But this whole year, 2012, has been nothing but change and transformation. And it's when we can... So think about what I said earlier. There's a reason that I threw that one little tidbit of exercise in for everybody. Hands over your heart, guys. That is the birthplace of your soul. It never, ever, ever lies to you. So whether you're a confirmed Democrat or confirmed Republican, you've always voted that way, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Some of my clients love when I say that. Don't do what you've always done just because you've always done it. Listen to your heart and look at the best choice. And I'm not going to go into projecting or saying who is who, because I'm just as confused as everybody else. But it's when you really listen to your heart, you'll be guided much, much better. But that's what our country is undergoing right now. It's like we're this very angry, afraid adolescent. afraid of doing the wrong thing and moving forward and being our brilliance. That's a metaphor we can use on our very personal lives, too. I'm afraid of shining who I really am, which is a darn shame because we need you, everybody, doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we are really content with ourselves, and we all have, you know, like I love my business, but I'm not necessarily, I don't like getting into the minutia of running it with the accounting and all that stuff. That's not where I love going. I let my husband take over, and he just is the happy as a pig in mud playing with numbers. So let him go at it. But it's okay to let go of things. But because I'm doing what I love, I really don't care what my neighbors are doing. I don't go looking around and looking for things to blame other people on, because I'm taking responsibility for me, and this is where I move forward. So if I can challenge all of the listeners tonight, take the responsibility for yourself. Think about really what you want to be doing with your world, and then I'll ask, why are you doing it now, and if not, why? Or what steps can you take to get where you really want to go? Because you're doing what you love, right, Corby?
Hugely.
Yeah, and isn't life amazing?
Much better than it was.
Exactly. Am I where I know, is my business where it's destined to be yet? No, but I know where it's going. And I haven't felt such confidence and such jubilation about this until this year, because I finally have decided to own it. This is who I am. Just like your chakra pottery client, that is who she is. So when we do what we really love, it's magic.
That's also the only way that we're all going to survive what's coming. Whether what's coming is red state or blue state or crazy state,
right.
If you are trying to figure out who you need to be for everybody else, it's not going to fly.
No, it won't.
So,
listen to what you need to do, and that's where it stops.
Very quickly, Chris, because we're almost out of time. Where are people going to find you?
At my website, angelchatter.com. I'm very active on Facebook, who isn't these days, under Chris Alexandria. Also have a Facebook group that you do have to ask to join, but I pretty much don't turn anybody away. It's also called Angel Chatter. And I'm also available on Twitter at CH Alexandria. Sign up for our free e-sign through our website. And as my gift to you, you get our multi-page report of the angels and the chakras and how they can help you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Chris, it has been a pure pleasure having you here tonight. And
Corby, likewise. It's so much fun chatting with you.
It won't be the only time we chat. Now, for my people, next week, my guest is going to be Richard Malls, who is a wonderful shamanic healer. I know that normally it's the past life party, but your psychic correspondent here is going to be away on a 10th anniversary trip. I love
Happy
you all, guys.
Happy anniversary.
First, thank you. So this will be a new show, but we're going to pre-record it earlier in the week. In the meantime, if you are looking for me, you can always find me at my website, firethroughspirit.com. You can find me on Facebook, Corby Mitlide, or the Fire Through Spirit fan page. You can find me as Corby Mitlide on Twitter. You can find me this coming weekend at Cortland, New York, at the Cortland Psychic Fair. And you can always get me on 877-321-CORBY if you need to set up some one-on-one time. It's been wonderful having you with us here on Empower Readings. We look forward to seeing you, hearing you, playing with you next week. So until then, remember, cross the bridge from fear to fearlessness and fly. That's our motto. Make it yours.